It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called steady to weaker on ample supplies for the near term, while packers are working extra hours to make up for downtime from last week's winter storm. Terminals are called steady to lower, with tops in a range from $40 to $42. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, March 6, negotiated swine purchases were $15,998. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $52.25 to $65, and the weighted average was $60.62, a loss of 36 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.17 to $52.60. The weighted average was $48.81. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,096. The base price range, $52.50 to $65.25. The weighted average, $60.85, a loss of 82 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.89 to $50.09, and the weighted average was $47.90.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And since I've been talking a lot about U.S. weather lately, I'll start in South America and see what time I have left later on. And there are some issues for the late season in parts of Argentina and far southern Brazil. So we'll just go from north to south across the bean and corn producing areas of South America. First with the central parts of Brazil, which would be the northern part of the bean belt. And basically, after a wet period last month, they've gone dry. And ideal weather for harvesting is expected to continue. And for crops who are late to mature, the maturation weather is nearly ideal over the northern bean belt of Brazil, as warm and dry weather is expected in that area. High pressure is going to block out any rain systems from getting in that area. So harvest operations will continue to accelerate, and no problems are expected. There may be a few showers in Bahia through tomorrow, but that's about it, and they're expected to be light. Now, as we go farther south in Brazil, there too, favorable weather is expected in most areas until you get to the far south. The only state in Brazil of any concern at the moment would be Rio Grande do Sul, the far southernmost state in Brazil. It does look like there will be some rain moving in there. Also, for the neighboring country of Paraguay, there's going to be some rain moving in that will be occurring mainly Friday through the weekend. So that's an area that will have to be watched. Portions of southern Paraná and Santa Catarina could turn a bit wet as we get later into the weekend into early next week, but several dry days will follow after that. So basically, the conditions in Brazil are very favorable for crops, with the exception of maybe portions of that southernmost state, Rio Grande do Sul, and that's a major producer. Now, in Argentina, rain has fallen and more is expected, at least in eastern areas. During the last 24 hours, some locally heavy rains. We're talking about over 2 inches of rain in northern Cordoba, southeastern Santiago del Estero, also Santa Fe getting quite a bit of heavy rain, and also significant rainfall over much of Entre Rios, about 1 to 2 inches of rain there. So some places in Argentina got very wet during the last 24 hours, and we've had some reports of over 4 inches of rain even in Santa Fe and Cordoba. So that's an area that bears some watching. And it looks like weather for corn harvesting and the soybean maturation and early harvesting will remain less than ideal, as more showers and thunderstorms are going to continue, especially over the eastern half of the Argentinian bean and corn belt here over the next several days. So that's going to slow the harvest operations and the maturation rates here. And that's an area that we'll need to watch. Now, the Midwest Corn Belt coming back to the United States, looking at the snow cover map, it's about a 50-50 proposition, as I told you yesterday. The snow is essentially gone except from where there were drifts or plowed piles across much of Illinois and Indiana at this point. Also, much of Ohio snow-free. Missouri is essentially snow-free. But you go into Iowa, outside of the southeast corner, most of Iowa does have snow cover, and some of the snow cover is heavy across the northern parts, especially north central into northeastern Iowa. Snow covers all of Minnesota and Wisconsin right now, so no field work is going to happen there anytime soon. And there's also still snow cover over the eastern Dakotas and far eastern Nebraska. So a good snow cover there. As that melts, that will put some moisture into the soils. It looks like we're going to have dry weather as a rule the next few days, and then some scattered showers over the weekend. Right now, it doesn't look like a well-organized system for the Midwest Corn Belt. Milder air is expected to come in next week. That's one thing we're seeing on the maps. So we're going to start to see some more hints of spring. At this point, there's no giant storms on the way, but we could have occasional rain producers. And if any really cold air comes back in, it's not going to be for at least until the end of next week or the week that follows. And I think maybe we're done with the extreme cold for this winter. Wetter weather may be coming in a little bit later in the month. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 501 1/4 unchanged. Last trade down 1 1/4. The July at 503 3/4 unchanged. Last trade down 3/4. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 472 1/4 down 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/2. July 485 down 1/2. Last trade up 1 1/4. March corn opened at 410 1/2 down 2. Last trade down 3. May 421 down 1. Last trade down 2 1/2. July 430 down 3/4. Last trade down 2. December 405 1/2 down 1. Last trade down 3/4. March beans opened at 732 3/4 down 1/4. Last trade down 1. May 746 down 1 3/4. Last trade down 1 1/4. July 761 1/4 down 1 3/4. Last trade down 1/4. November 785 down 1 1/2. Last trade down 1. May soybean meal opened at 219.50 down 20. Last trade down 20. May soybean oil opened at 29.78 down 7. Last trade down 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, does it feel like to you that these markets, after the tremendous yo-yo of action that we saw in the last couple of weeks, is wanting to take a breather, move sort of sideways with a maybe a bias one direction or another, slightly heading into the planning intentions report?
Well, it certainly feels like we're taking a little bit of breather right now, and the volatility is, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of news overnight. Calls are fairly tame. But there's a lot of time between now and the planning's report on March 30th. But for one thing, we've got the supply-demand report coming out Friday morning. Traditionally, this March report doesn't hold too many surprises. It's usually offering pretty small changes in the numbers. But there's plenty of room for a lot of volatility still, in my opinion. And as far as the bias, it seems to me like we're very much in the liquidation mode, or at least vulnerable to it.
So are you of a mindset that traders will want to test the 50-day moving averages at some time between now and the planning intentions report?
Yeah, exactly, Dave. I would think so. I mean, in the case of May corn, we were down 2.5 last night. That still leaves us about 8.5 cents above that 50-day average, which I show around 4.11 if you count the night sessions. I think a test of that would be in the cards and very likely, in my opinion. The beans, they are about only about 8 or 9 cents above their 50-day average, and that, too, I think is a likelihood.
What about your calls for today on the grains?
Looks like, again, not a lot of news has come out since we closed the night session. The outside markets are relatively flat, but using them as the main criteria here, I'd say corn's probably going to be a couple lower, maybe 2.5 lower. Beans probably 1 or 2 lower. Wheat looks like it's a little firmer, 1 or 2 better.
Calls over at the Merck?
The Merck looks, I guess, a little easier in the hogs and pretty much flat, steady in the cattle.
And very quickly, would you still suggest that traders look at, producers look at some puts at this price level?
I would look at some type of downside protection. My own opinion is just the outright purchase of puts is going to be pretty hard to make that pay just because the volatility has been so high. You've got these premiums pumped up an awful lot. So, like I said, just the flat-out purchase of puts is going to have sort of a muted effect even if you're right on the market call. But I certainly think some option combinations here are called for.
Thank you, Clayton.
Okay, thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. This is WILR Urbana.